Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you and to reintroduce you to somebody who's been a member of our Brain Trust since the last millennium, since the last century, since two decades ago. Mike Stewart is with us. Mike is one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet. He works with companies large and small to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace when they deal with customers especially. He's the author of Close More Sales. He's our good friend. Mike Stewart, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey,
yes,
Mike,
sir.
I'm glad you're here because not long ago, we polled our audience, the radio, internet, and newsletter audience about what they thought, what was the most pressing thing for them? Mm-hmm. Was it sales? Was it profitability? Was it finding a new employee? Was it getting a bank loan? I think mm-hmm. I know those are the top three, and I think the fourth one was getting a bank loan.
Right.
And, you know, what we've learned is that the people who are still in business
mm-hmm.
figured out how to stay in business. They figured
yes,
out how – they didn't just accidentally stay. Nobody who's in business today in the United States of America, Mike, is accidentally in business. You have figured it out. You know how to stay in business. You know how to operate your business with the level of sales that you had after 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And so that part of it, I think most people have got figured out now. But the number one thing you won't be surprised to learn that mm-hmm. that people won't need more of, not more profit, not better employees, although those are big deals. The
yes.
biggie was more sales.
Yep. Well, I can understand that. It's certainly a challenge.
It's the top
and,
line. The top line is just not for a lot of folks. Now I have to say that in another poll we took, about 25% of our audience is doing great. Their business is rocking and rolling. But the other 75 is anywhere from doing okay to not doing so great. So we still got the majority of the people are still, you know, not happy about where things are. Talk to us about that.
Well, I can I certainly understand it. We see it in large corporations, and we work, as you said, with all sizes of clients. And so many are just kind of stuck. They're not growing, but there's opportunity out there for growth. And I think lots of people just aren't seeing that. And that's because they've settled in, as you said, they figured out how to stay in business, and they are staying in business, most of them. But they're just not out making calls and finding out what opportunity is out there. We see that all over.
So you think that the reason they don't have enough sales is not because there's not sales out there, it's because they're not doing their job?
Well, I wouldn't say they're not doing their job, but that's part of the job that I don't think they're doing as well as they should be doing, as they could be doing. And it's just, it's when you're in a survival mode, and you're exactly right, most people are in survival mode. And not just in business, but also many people in their personal lives are in survival mode, and we're there. And I was thinking yesterday and thinking about you and your program and thinking about people just hanging on and what's really going on in this country and the struggles that they have, that all of us have. And it's not just business as much as it is the overall attitude of
mm-hmm.
of the country. And what's going on around us is not pleasant. And it's not looking good down the road, and I think we need to be thinking about that, and we need to be pushing.
Do you think, Mike, that we let some of these things that are out there beyond our control get in the way? I mean, obviously we're worried about them. We should know about them. We should stay informed. But if they're beyond our control, do you think we let things like that get in the way of our inside the four walls production?
You know what? Yes, I do. And
do you think? Do you I probably do that a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, and that's what it came to me yesterday. That I do think so much about what's going on in this world, and it's very concerning.
If you can't,
you know, to those,
if you
those
can't
of us who
fix it, don't let it take you down.
No.
Though.
Oh no, I understand.
Right.
And you know, and I teach that.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Mike. We'll take a quick break, folks. Pay attention. I want you to pay attention. Of course, I'm a news junkie. I'm going to keep up with what's going on. I'm going to have an opinion about what's going on. I know you're not surprised to hear that. But, you know, let's all work a little harder to make sure we don't let that take us down. We don't let that affect our business inside of our world. Because that's where we live. That's how we survive. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.